Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to True Crime Time for Wednesday, November
13th.
We're almost halfway done with November, huh?
I know.
Hump Day Wednesday is almost hump day for the middle of the month.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah.
Getting over it, which means Thanksgiving's another week away.
I know.
The next week or the week after?
The week after. I think it's the 28th this year.
Okay. So we got a couple weeks before all that joy comes down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all good. Hey, we want to thank y'all for all the positive response on Cindy and I for True Crime Time 4. I'm glad y'all are loving it. And please continue to like and share with everybody. And it's awesome, right?
Yes.
And definitely want to talk about Justice for Haley real quick. This episode this week, y'all, something to hear. And continuing with more audio from the original crime scene,
yes,
if you will. And no family on this one this week, because it's a lot to hear, but I need you to listen to it and pay very close attention to the words that are said.
Yes.
Right. And then Patreon and Convicts, of course, you'll get a commercial free and early release. And Cindy's actively working on uploading all the crime scene photographs,
right,
to for Patreon and Convicts.
And the videos are uploaded, ready to go out. They haven't gone out yet,
yeah,
but
we'll,
yeah, in their entirety. So they'll, like, you,
by the time they hear this, they'll be out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the, y'all go there and you have to promise not to share, et cetera. There's nothing nice about a murder scene. Okay. And it's just not, but we don't, other than a couple quick glimpses of Haley, from body cam footage, that's actually probably not the worst of it. The worst of it is going to be the still photographs from the crime scene,
yes,
which have to be taken, and showing blood spatter and the different things. And so you can get the direction that the blast came from. And there's no fucking way that she did this to herself.
No way.
And we're going to prove that as we go along. But y'all go listen to it and like and share it. And
since Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler, some love, because Haley's birthday is on November 23rd. And
yep,
so this time of year is very, very difficult for them.
And it's very difficult for them anyway.
Every day, right.
Especially to let us do this series on Haley. And, you know, we're in contact with Miss Barbara every day. Every single day.
Yes.
And a lot of times, numerous times a day. And just such a sweet family. But, you know, they want justice for Haley. And that's what the whole purpose is. So, and Real Life Real Crime Original, State versus Scott Peterson. Tune into it. Shit you're never going to hear on any of those bullshit documentaries, right? So with that, let's get down to some True Crime Time for Wednesday. Ladies first.
Okay, so I saw this and I thought it was very interesting, because people do searches, like just random searches on the internet. I mean,
or
just like, is there white-tailed deer in South Louisiana, or who has the biggest white, you know, just random searches.
Right.
Well, basically hackers have learned certain keywords to do searches, and then they bait them on those, you know, like we used to do with Overton Polygraph. You pay, you have your ads at the top, and they pay for these ads to catch these people. And then once they click on that link, then they've hacked their whole computer and take it over.
Tell us about it.
So this was crazy to me. So it's catnip for hackers. Computer users Googling whether Bangle or Bingle. Is it Bingle or Bangle? Cats are legal to own after finding themselves victims of bizarre cyber attack. So cybersecurity,
I don't understand.
We're going to ignore that sentence.
Yeah.
Cybersecurity company Sophos, S-O-P-H-O-S, issued an urgent warning on its website, urging people not to type six words in their search engines. Those who Google are Bingle or Bangle, whatever, cats, legal in Australia, have reportedly had their personal information stolen after clicking on fraudulent links that appear near the top of the page. Victims are often enticed into clicking on malicious adware or links disguised as legitimate marketing, or in this case, legitimate Google searches. And at present, the dangerous link only appear in the search results when the words Australia is included, meaning those down under are at the biggest risk of attack. And yeah, we love our down under.
We do love our Aussie fans, but it won't be long. If it's successful there, they'll do it here.
That's exactly right. So once users click on the search result, which looks legitimate, they have personal information such as your banking details stolen via a program called Gootloader. The program can also lock users out of their own computers. While the search term for Bangle cats appears relatively niche, the company claims that makes the hacking threat even more alarming because you don't have to be searching for anything nefarious in order to have your personal details stolen. And so Sophos says cyber criminals are increasingly infiltrating innocuous Google searches by using a tactic known as SEO poisoning. And that's scary.
Yeah, well, we know all about being fucking hacked because somebody got my information and did some nefarious shit with it, and it's just a fucking hassle. And you got to go in, report it, and then put extra alert things or fraud things on your shit, and then it, you know, all your shit gets locked up. It's crazy.
You don't even have access. We don't even have access to our own.
I mean, they did everything from open credit cards to try to open a bank account in a city that I would never, ever bank in.
From the email.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but they also would like a Connecticut address in Covington.
What I'm saying is they didn't go in to do it. They did it online.
Yeah.
Thank God that bank. I mean, I got an alert from the bank and I was like, did you try to open an account in such and such city? And Cindy was like, nope. And contacted them and it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Y'all, I don't ever click on shit. I got an email from my mom the other day said, hey, I forgot to share these pictures.
Right.
And I'm already know.
No.
It didn't happen, right?
Right.
It been one of those hack things. So fuck you, hackers. Let me take you to Minnesota.
Okay.
All right. And this is a horrible story. And police there believe that a Minnesota man killed two of his exes, as well as his 7-year-old and 15-year-old sons. Okay.
Wow.
So the three adults and two minors were found dead across two Minnesota homes in what police believe is a quadruple murder /suicide. Now, according to Duluth Police Department, officers arrived in a home in Duluth around 2 p.m. on Thursday, November the 7th. After one of the residents' coworkers reported she had not shown up to work. And that happens all the time, right?
Right.
Every week, somebody, you know, calls, you know, hey, this person's the best person in the world. And why weren't they at work? But Erin Abramson, 47, and her 15-year-old son, Jacob, nephew, were found dead inside from gunshot wounds. And that's what the cops said when they went to the house. And then they quickly identified 46-year-old Anthony Nephew, who's Averson's ex and Jacob's father, as a suspect. And they set up surveillance at his house. It's only about a mile away from where these two were found murdered.
Yeah.
So the Duluth Police Chief Mike Sinoa said at a press conference on Friday that police used a drone to enter the home where they found the bodies of Anthony's ex-wife, Catherine Nephew, who was 45, and his 7-year-old son, Oliver Nephew.
Gosh.
They were also dead from gunshot wounds. Yep. And Anthony, the bad guy, was also found dead in the second home from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
I mean, he was just taking them all.
Yeah, well, and they haven't confirmed a motive for the shootings. The chief explained that Anthony had a history of mental health issues and that police had been called to the house multiple times in the past. And he also said that investigators were still in the process of using cell phone data to establish when the shootings took place. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, friends, and loved ones of the four victims in this tragic incident. And he also said, we want to send our condolences to both the Duluth community and the Superior community, as this is a senseless and tragic event. And just crazy, right?
That's horrible.
I don't know. There's some more stuff that happened on it, but it's not really relevant to it. But talk about, what was it, famicide? Holy shit.
Yeah.
He killed his own kids and both his exes.
I know. That's just horrible.
Yeah. I mean, the person at least as far as the kids go, you trust the most.
Well, the mother of the mother of your kids. Well,
I mean, I think killing your own kids is worse than killing the mother of your kids.
Right. Well, yeah.
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 But it's bad, period.
No, it's horrible.
No win in that situation. And we do, send out prayers for everybody that knew him. So.
Goodness gracious. Well, mine's not any better. So we have done a lot of stories about teachers.
Yes.
And sexually abusing kids.
Yep, almost every day.
But there's another kind of student and teacher abuse that's just incomprehensible, and that is special ed students getting abused.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they can't get any more vulnerable than that.
No, they cannot get any more. And they're angels. You know what I mean? Like, literally angels. So, three workers in Delaware, a Delaware elementary, were arrested after they abused children with special needs. Michaela Lomax, 31, Marissa Johnson, 26, and Morgan Donahue, 21, are all charged with endangering the welfare of a child in early November. Lomax also faces charges of third-degree child abuse and offensive touching. It's unclear if the suspects have entered pleas or retained attorneys to speak on their behalf. When you hear what they did, it's just horrible. An investigation that began in February showed that employees working in an elementary school classroom for students with special needs within the Simia School District would throw objects at the students, yell at them, and call them names. It gets worse. According to police, Johnson and Donahue are accused of feeding Takis. You know what Takis are? Those like, it's like a Cheeto kind of.
Yeah.
The Mexicans, yes. Yeah. With hot sauce to a student with special needs in late 22, knowing that the child had digestive disability.
Jesus, please.
Additionally, Lomax hit the student in the face and sprayed the victim with a water bottle as a form of discipline.
The fuck?
Authorities have not released further details regarding the investigation. The Simia School District released a statement on November 6 following their announcement of the arrest, saying the district was cooperative with law enforcement throughout the investigation. The relevant employees have not been in the presence of our students since the district was made aware of the alleged wrongdoing. So they're no longer with the district, but my gosh.
I wonder if somehow one of the kids communicated that and they put in cameras or something.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I hope they got a slam fucking dunk case on these assholes.
I really do too.
And yeah, they're going to take pleas because there's no way they want to go before a jury and say I fed, or not only sprayed a kid with water and hit him and threw shit at him, but I fed a kid that's got a messed up stomach.
Yeah.
Hot sauce on
Takis that are already so spicy.
Already hot. And then in special place for those fuckers. You want to believe in the system. You want to believe that you entrust your kids to these people. And
hey, y'all, changing my wardrobe from summer to fall, it's never easy. Luckily, Quince offers timeless and high-quality items I adore, ensuring my wardrobe stays fresh and I don't blow my budget. And there's nothing easier than going to Quince and choosing these high-quality items, like cashmere sweaters from $50, pants for every occasion, washable silk tops, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and I love that. I got the stainless steel Link Apple Watch band for $59.90. It's heavy duty, it's awesome, and it's like $100 less than I could find anywhere else. And I also got a 100% organic cotton fisherman quarter zip up sweater. The color is alabaster. Man, I can't wait to wear that this fall. And Cindy got the Mongolian cashmere boat neck sweater in heather gray. And I'm telling you, these are classic pieces at a fraction of the price. Make switching seasons a breeze with Quince's high-quality closet essentials. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/RLRC. You'll thank me later.
Hey ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is, you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
I don't know.
Well, police have to wear body cams for a reason now, right? And yeah. As a former teacher.
Actually, I think it's a good thing. It protects the
both sides.
Both sides, yeah.
As a former teacher, I would not have liked to have a camera in my room, like watching me, but daycares have them. It's like a benefit.
Every fucking classroom
and
are
I think it. They should. I would Why invite not? It because I would be like, you can see me every single day Absolutely. Doing my job.
Absolutely.
And you wouldn't.
And look, there's some kids that make false allegations right. and shit that they aren't recorded. And but there's a whole lot more. I mean,
I invite it. Yes.
Every classroom ought to have one.
I do too. So.
Well, another great Father of the Year story for you, y'all. So Bradley Nelson was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and epilepsy in 2016. And his father, Darren Spreadbury, was convicted of grievous bodily harm in 2018.
Mm.
So, y'all, this is actually
worldwide crime.
And so this 9-year-old boy was from England. He's died. And years after his father was convicted and sentenced to prison for attacking him and leaving him brain damaged and blind. Mm. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
So according to reports from the BBC, the North Yorkshire police have opened an investigation after Bradley finally died. Bradley Nelson died on October 22nd from cardiac arrest while hospitalized. Now, Nelson, the baby, was left disabled and unable to walk, talk, or feed himself after being attacked by his father, douchebag Darren Spreadbury, at their home in Whitby in April of 2016. The then 7-month-old, mm-hmm. 7-month, right, mm-hmm. was also left blind after the attack, and he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy and epilepsy. So Bradley was blind because Spreadbury shook him that hard. He snapped his optic nerve, and he had a can of Coke's worth of blood between his brain and skull. That's what the boy's mom, mm-hmm. Sharon Bucock, told the BBC. Now, in 2018, Spreadbury was found guilty of grievous bodily harm with intent in the case after scans found that Nelson's brain injuries were caused by shaken baby syndrome, right? He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and was given a 10-year restraining order. He served only 2 years of his sentence.
It's disgusting.
Okay? And quote, when they said it was an unexplained, non-accidental head injury, I was like, what are you on about? Bucock recalled of the moment which led to Spreadbury's arrest. It actually took me a long time to believe they were right. And although Nelson returned home from the hospital after his initial diagnosis in 2016, he was hospitalized again in 2022 for severe sepsis and underwent multiple operations. And Bucock, the mom, told the BBC that much of her life was dedicated to caring for her son because of his injuries, though she added that Nelson was always smiling and happy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I couldn't go anywhere after 5 p.m. because Bradley would come home from school, and that was me housebound, she recalled. The 9-year-old was hospitalized again on October 21 after catching a virus, and he later suffered a severe epileptic seizure and had 2 heart attacks at 9 years old. I got to sit with him for 10 minutes, and then he had another massive cardiac arrest, and they just couldn't get him back, Bucock told the Metro, I guess that's a paper, about her son's death. Now, according to the BBC, police have now, thankfully, reopened the case and will investigate to see if further charges should be filed. Quote, we have been made aware of the death of a 9-year-old boy from Whitby area who sadly passed away in the hospital on October 22nd, that's according to North Yorkshire police spokesman. The child had complex medical needs, and an investigation into the cause of his death is currently underway, reflecting due process in such circumstances. Quote, when Bradley was hurt, Sharon became his eyes, his voice, his life force, and his fierce advocate. And Sharon is the very definition of a mother's love. Anyway, y'all, that sounds like, I don't know. You know, I haven't had a couple cases like that where people were, because of the initial injury, mm-hmm. and then they're in a hospital bed or think, you know, they wouldn't have been messed up like that. Mm-hmm. It hadn't been for the initial injury. Well, guess what? They can prove, and it sounds like they're trying to prove that he wouldn't have had these mm-hmm. cardiac arrests if he hadn't been shaken so hard when he was young. So now, bitch, we're going to get you for murder because it's a separate charge. You did 2 years. I hope you like doing 200 years.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate it for that mama. But, you know, to me, that baby was murdered for 9 years.
I know.
You know, 7 months old to 9 years old and died slowly basically every day.
That's so sad. Well, Taylor, my brother, you know, he had encephalitis and he had to go live at a home.
But not for a long time. You took care of y'all took care
of him. Oh, we took care of him for many years.
I used to go over when your parents would go out and when we were in high school, y'all. And you'd be taking care of me. He was just such a sweet baby.
And he, but once he got to the age where he was consistently having problems with his tube, he had to have all of his tendons in his body cut because of the encephalitis. He got cerebral palsy, very much like this little boy.
It's not like this baby just caused cerebral palsy and epilepsy. It happened because of something that happened before.
And Taylor's roommate, who exhibited when he had to go live at Padawa to get 24-hour care, exhibited the same symptoms of Taylor, mm-hmm. but he had shaken baby syndrome.
Yeah, remember you told me that.
And that mama, you know, I know a mama's love. I've seen that.
And then you were a sister's love too.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And all I can say to that mama is,
don't you cry.
I am going to cry because when Taylor passed away in my mama's arms on her birthday, which is November 23rd.
It's the same day Haley was
murdered.
It's Haley's birthday.
Haley's birthday.
Yeah.
And my mom watched Taylor's ghost, his image, float out of the room, and he looked back at her, and she said, for the first time in his life, he didn't have a winced, grimaced face because he was always happy. You always saw him smiling, but he was always in so much pain you could actually see it on him.
Yeah, but I mean, he couldn't talk or anything.
He couldn't walk, couldn't talk. He was a 6 week old devil, and he was 15 when he passed.
Right.
And Charles Frank, my brother, carried him out of the house because mom's house was so old they couldn't fit the gurney in the hallway.
Yeah.
So his older brother, who was 17 at the time, carried him out of the house. And Taylor was almost the size of Charles Frank, and Charles Frank, 6'4", 280 pounds of muscle. But anyway, what gives my mom peace is she watched him look, his spirit look back at her when with no pain for the first time.
Suffering.
No.
But it's still.
To know that this poor.
Happened because of this dude.
Yes.
Shook the baby.
Shook the baby.
Or like Taylor's roommate.
What could a baby do to you?
Oh, I don't know, but I've worked on it. Those are like the worst cases in the world. And I mean, just absolute worst.
I mean, I know they cry. I know they get colic. I know it's frustrating, but put the baby down and walk away. Yeah. You know, like just take a breather.
Yeah. Or go to one of the safe haven boxes.
Yes.
And we're going to tell y'all about those. But just doesn't have to happen.
No.
And I hope this dude goes back to prison.
Well, there is, if he doesn't, maybe there's still a special place.
Hell is hot.
Yes.
So, crazy story.
Crazy story.
And that was a worldwide crime.
Well, I'm going to take us to Florida.
Right. Which part?
Sanford.
Okay.
So Lauren Ashley Martin, 34, died after being shot multiple times outside of a Sanford, Florida home on Tuesday, November 5th.
Wow.
Police arrested 35-year-old Savin Shante Tyler on a murder charge in connection with the killing. In an update on Friday, another woman, Lakeivia Devana Pringle, has also been charged on accusations because she streamed the attack on social media. This went live.
Right.
So Tyler and Martin were engaged in a verbal confrontation, which led to the eventual killing. Apparently, Lauren Martin, the one that was killed, was a photographer and had an ongoing feud with Tyler over photographs she had taken of the suspect.
That's a good reason to kill somebody.
The victim's aunt said that there were comments made online without specifying further details, and after some back and forth between the commentators, the situation spiraled out of control. So on Tuesday evening, just hours before the killing, Martin live streamed a video on her Facebook page, repeatedly saying that she was going to Sanford to beat someone. Mm-hmm. That someone wasn't clear. Martin drove to Tyler's home, where they continued their verbal altercation before it turned physically violent. Pringle, Tyler's girlfriend, now these are all three females, recorded the incident live on Facebook. And in the live stream, Tyler reportedly coming out of the residence with a child's baseball bat and gun.
Yeah, right. Defend yourself.
Before resting the gun on the ground is shown. So the live stream shows her doing that. And then when the victim and the suspect begin the fight, at one point, Martin catches hold of the bat, and Tyler then picked up the gun and shot Martin. While live streaming, Pringle can be heard encouraging Tyler to continue the fight, and which is what led to Martin's death, which has now led to her also being arrested. Martin has three children, and she was affectionately known as Bubbles, and her loss is, you know, it's a tragic loss. And Tyler is being held on a charge of premeditated murder without bond. Seminole County's online court records show, and it's not clear whether she's entered a plea. And Pringle has not been arrested, but there's a warrant issued. For one count, a principal in the first degree premeditated homicide.
Absolutely well deserved. And guess what? Florida put him to death. I mean, you hype it up for several hours on social media and you're a bad motherfucker and all this. I'm going to go beat that ass. Now, look, the lady coming out with a bat and the pistol. Yeah, you have a right to defend yourself, but you know, y'all call 911 and lock your door. It doesn't make you a wimp. It makes you be alive when the cops get there. And she still would have gone to jail, just not for murdering you.
Right.
Right. Just crazy ass shit. I don't know. I don't know. The people, you know, want to be keyboard warriors and all that until shit happens. All right. So I don't get it. I don't get it, but you know what I do get? I got a
beast mode.
That's right. And this one's a courtesy of our investigative producer, Leah. So let's go out to Alaska. And this sparks something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. Busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that's exactly what I want it feeling. Hey, y'all, I ordered a super cool piece. It's a candle with a sculpture of LSU Tiger Stadium on top of it. And each officially licensed laser-cut wooden replica features up to four layers of detail, creating a bird's-eye view of a specific football field, seating section, and more. And every label includes your stadium's name, the team's logo, and school location. And it has a coconut, soy, vegan wax infused with sandalwood smell that creates tailgates and touchdown scent profile, reminiscent of game day. It's invigorating like fresh-cut grass and nostalgic like smoke from a pre-game grill. In common, like the crisp autumn air of a new semester on campus.
Y'all, I love it. I have it at the base of my TV, and I'm ready to watch the Tigers play on Saturday night, right? Uncommon Goods. Look, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. From holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from the book lovers to diehard sports fans. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selection you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
It's crazy. Federal prosecutors are recommending that an Alaska fisherman serve 6 months in prison and pay a $25,000 fine and be banned from commercial fishing for a year. You know why?
Why?
Because he lied about fishing catches and he tried to kill an endangered sperm whale.
Okay.
Right. So Dugan Paul Daniels pled guilty to a federal misdemeanor earlier this year, and prosecutors released their sentencing recommendation on Tuesday. Now, according to the court documents, Daniels became super pissed off in March of 2020 when a whale began taking fish from his longline fishing gear and damaging his equipment. So longline fishing gear that for you that don't know, they have commercial fishing boats and I have like a buoy on one end and it may run for like a mile, but you have drops. Like I do trot lines for catfishing and you have the hooks that are spaced out every so far. And then you let your line sit and you come back and they have a machine that reels it in. They pull the fish off and they catch it. So, well, for this whale, when they find it, it's like a fucking buffet. Right?
Yeah.
They can go down. You're just going to hang. You know, 200 filet mignons for
literally.
Me. I'm going to eat, but it's a whale.
Yeah.
You know I mean, that's, I'm pretty sure that's happened to you before. And look, it happened to me last year, red snapper fishing. We were tearing up the red snappers and one dolphin came in and grabbed a hold of the line that had the red snapper on and took it off and got it off. But that's it. One comes in, 100 of them come in. You got to pick up and move.
Yeah. It's just
part
move.
Part of fishing.
This their house.
He does it for a living. But look,
Will's tearing up his shit, and he didn't like it. So, yeah, and the whale's been doing this, and this, all the fishermen know about it. They've been doing it for decades across Alaska's coast. But prosecutors say this is the first time in Alaska that a fisher has attempted to kill a whale in retaliation.
Jeez.
And it may be the first time ever nationally, right?
Wow.
So they said Daniel's behavior evidences a total disrespect for whales and the laws that protect them. And now, according to messages sent on his GPS unit, Daniels directed a crew member to shoot the whale and tried to ram him with his fishing boat. Then, that wasn't good enough. He tried to kill it by reeling in his fishing gear while the whale was trapped in it. That's fucking stupid.
That is stupid.
Here, listen to this. In one message, Daniel wrote that he wished he had a cannon to blow the fuck the whale the fuck out of the water. I mean,
it's a whale. Just move. Yeah.
After one of his message recipients warned Daniels that killing a whale was a federal offense, he replied, "The feds are shut down now, and I don't care." Now, that was a reference to COVID-19, y'all. Emergency closure of offices in March of 2020 when this happened.
Yeah.
So the feds don't know whether Daniels successfully killed the whale. And no dead sperm whales were seen in Southeast Alaska at the time of the incident. No, not a lot of people were out there. But regardless, prosecutors say the incident qualifies as taking an endangered whale in violation of the Endangered Species Act. And prosecutors are asking that in addition to the fine and prison term, Daniels be sentenced to community service and supervised release for 3 years. And if he resumes commercial fishing after his 1 year ban, prosecutors ask that he be subject to additional monitoring. Right?
That's what I'm thinking. He shouldn't be able to do that anymore.
And fucking, I think one of the most beautiful creatures on earth is a whale. And certainly they've proven they're very highly intelligent they are. And this whale was smart enough to get him a free meal.
Yes.
What an idiot.
It's such an idiot,
The beast.
I mean, I know it's his livelihood, right? That's the way he makes money.
I'm sure it cost him thousands of dollars of damage, and his lines are all fucked up and everything else. But hey, that's part of the cost of doing business.
Exactly.
Right? Kill a whale.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
try to ram it with your boat. I wish he had ran a fucking whale with his boat and it sank that fucker.
What if I got mad at you every time I had to like take something out, like a lip smack or something, then the audio? And I was just like, F him. Like, you know what I mean? It's my job. Yeah. Like, this is your job. You make adjustments and you just change and you just whatever. Like,
you don't kill a whale. And then
you never kill a whale.
I wish I had a fucking cannon.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
well.
Well, let's give you a 2-4 on hump day. Here comes. Well, actually, it's a double 2-4 because first of all, you get a
beast mode.
And then you're getting a
law enforcement professionals.
So tell us about it, Cindy.
This is a story that I actually am so excited to tell you about. And there is no crime, but it does have a beast mode and law enforcement professionals.
All right.
So North Carolina police dog Bo of the Gastonia Police Department has won the prestigious American Humane Hero Dog Awards.
Good for him.
Alongside his handler, Sergeant David Rowland, the 18-month-old very good boy has rescued lives since starting his career in October 2023, including locating a missing elderly dementia patient, and an 11-year-old child with autism. In January, Bo used his keen sniffing abilities to track down robbery suspects. Even amid heavy scent contamination, he also located a 7-year-old child who had been taken at knife point in May.
Wow.
We are so excited to name Bo as American Humane's latest dog hero, a distinction that is well deserved for him and his handler, David. American Humane President and CEO Robin Ganzert said in a news release. The duo has worked tirelessly and saved many lives thanks to Bo's courage and top-notch scent tracking skills. It's these types of incredible stories about perseverance and dedication that this award aims to spotlight. So Bo will be properly praised at the 14th Annual American Humane Dog Hero Awards and Gala in Palm Beach, Florida. Cool. There's four other heroic dogs, and they were very, very worth the storytelling.
Yeah.
But you can look them up, and I just thought that that was pretty cool. He's done some amazing things.
Y'all know I love the canines. I used to use the shit out of them, and they're awesome. I don't think people realize is these handlers, they get them straight out of this. They have to go to the school. These dogs, most of them are Belgian Malinois, mm-hmm. and they are very expensive, and they are trained in foreign languages. So the cops, they have one nation's leading school in South Louisiana in Gaydon.
Yeah.
And the cops have to go there and stay there and train with mm-hmm. them, become acclimated with the canine officer. And then they bring them. They live with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a family member.
And hopefully they get to retire with them. Yeah.
There was more stories about the other dogs doing like what our little baby did that went to California and is trained, you know, to help. It's not a PTSD dog, but he trained.
She's talking about one of her puppies, y'all, not one of her kids.
But they train PTSD dogs. So there was stories about that as well. And it was just, you know.
Shout out to all the canine officers. They get it done. I'm talking about the dogs and still remember the one that, well, I don't want to talk about that one, but they're all heroes and, you know, a lot of them die in the line of duty. I'm talking about the dogs.
Yeah.
And I've seen it but you know, they have these national trials and competitions mm-hmm. and Willie Graves was a huge advocate of it and said, we had four canine handlers at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would watch the trials like the officer would act like he was getting hurt. And there's two bad guys. They're in the dog bite suits.
Mm-hmm.
And one bad guy would attack him and that dog would hit that dude as hard as he could. And the other guy would come attack him. Then he'd leave that guy and go attack that guy and go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they just absolutely give their lives, you know, for their handlers.
Yeah.
And that actually, you know, it's not sad to say, but it's part of their job. It is actually to take a bullet or a knife we know you the bad guys in the house. They have to say, sheriff's office, canine handler, come mm-hmm. out with your hands up or we're going to send in a canine. They have to give like three verbal warnings mm-hmm. or whatever. And look, the canine goes in and dude doesn't want to come out of that. Look, they climb stairs and shit. Attic stairs.
Yeah.
I've seen them do it all. And look, you want that canine to get that ass?
No.
They would tear you up.
Yeah.
And then, canine handlers got to get them off.
Yeah.
But you know what? Shout out to him and that. Let's just leave that one under
law enforcement professionals
because they are.
Yes, absolutely.
So, well, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And it's the time of year we got a whole bunch of commercials running. And mm-hmm. if you don't want to listen to the commercials and you want your commercial free early releases, go to patreon.com, search Real Life, Real Crime. They have a whole bunch of different subscriber tiers that you can subscribe. Or you go download the Real Life, Real Crime community app from the App Store for free, and you can become a subscriber in there. You don't have to be a subscriber in there, which we call convicts. You don't have to be a subscriber in there. I mean, to go in and get all the forums and the games and the merch store and every episode and everything. But if you do subscribe, you get course bonus episodes and like all the stuff we're locking up for Haley's case and everything else. So, but if you can't be a patron, a convict, or you don't want to, we get it. We love you just as much. We love all lifers and we thank y'all so much for listening.
And we do thank you so much. And we want you to know that we do understand a dollar is a dollar. And since we created our tiers many, many years ago, we have not increased and will not increase.
Oh, I forgot about it. I didn't think about that. That's like 6 years.
Yeah.
Never increased.
As you know, groceries have quadrupled, gas is whatever. Like, we're keeping our tiers. So
yeah, that never even
crossed. Well, it never crossed our mind to increase it. Right. But as we add more content, is worth every, penny.
Yeah, Miss Barbara's calling right now. Haley's mom. But anyway, y'all just go in and check it out. There's a whole bunch of bonus stuff and everything under both platforms. Check it out. If you don't want to be Patreon, you want to be a convict, you don't want to be a convict, you want to be a patron, whatever, but we get it. If you can't, more importantly, if you can't, we love you just as much. But we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And that's going to end True Crime Time for Wednesday. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
And we will see you tomorrow, or you will hear us tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.